Today's recording is the Zchus for Shleim in honor of the complete healing of Chaya Bas Tzipora, whose birthday is today. May she have a successful year and a year full of complete recovery by her niece, Hannah Snitkovsky. The beautiful young woman, the lovesick bride, which is each and every one of us, has spent so much time searching for her beloved, the handsome young man with the beautiful eyes, which of course is God. And she comes back into her home and goes to bed, frustrated, exhausted after searching for her beloved, almost giving up on his fulfilling his vow to consummate their love and completely unite. She, each and every one of us, goes to bed, goes to sleep. So many of us have almost completely given up the hope of ever really feeling God in us. So many of us could never even imagine what it would be to passionately feel God penetrating and dwelling in us in the deepest way. So we go to sleep, we go to bed. And she, we say, Ani yeshena v'libi er. I sleep, but my heart is awake. And the Zohar already explains, Ani yeshena, I sleep, means in golus, in exile. That's the ultimate definition of exile. The ultimate definition of exile is when we sleep. And as Chassidus explains, we sleep because reality, because the world on a macrocosm level is also asleep. What does that mean? Sleep is that time when your soul is not revealed in your body, even though your soul, of course, is in your body. But when you're asleep, it's not revealed and manifest in the different organs and limbs of the body. When you're awake, your soul is fully expressed in the body, and the body is moving, jumping, skipping, seeing, talking, because the soul is within all the vessels in the body in a revealed way. But when you're asleep, the soul is in the body, but completely not revealed. Exile, reality is the same thing. The world, reality is asleep. God is not revealed in the world. God's light is not revealed in the world. The world, reality around you, seems to be something other than God. Even though the truth is Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, only Hashem exists, Einon Mavadi, all that exists is God. But right now we see the world and everything you're looking at right now, you don't see it as being God. God's light is not revealed in it. It means that reality, the world, is asleep in exile. And that causes in us that we become asleep. We don't feel God revealed in us in a deep way. Our beloved seems lost. Our beloved seems distant. He skips in the hills and he hides in the tender river shoots. And we cry out because we can't feel God within us. I am asleep. But my heart is awake. No matter how deeply I'm sleeping, no matter how much God's light is not revealed within my conscious self, I feel so far from my beloved. My heart is awake. My heart is still awake, is still fully alive. Just like when you're sleeping, even though your soul is not expressed in your body, but your soul is still in your body. So too, no matter how much we might not feel God revealed in us, but God is within us. God is our heart. And in the world and reality as well, Hashem is the heart of the world. Tzur levavi v'chelki la'olam, Hashem is our heart and Hashem is the heart of the world. What does it mean that we're saying God is the heart of reality? God is the heart of the world. If we mean to say that God is running the world, in charge of the world, vitalizing the world, then you could also call God the brain of the world. And yet the Sfarim called that God is the heart. My heart is awake. Hashem is the heart of the world. Why the heart? Why is Hashem likened to the heart of reality and our own heart? Because the heart is always fluctuating. There's a heartbeat, there's a rhythm, there's a constant flow. The way that the heart vitalizes the body is that the blood has to flow from the body, actually from the food that you eat, from your liver, your intestines, the blood flows into your heart, and then the heart could then oxygenate your body and make the blood then flow to the rest of the body to bring it vitality. So the Alter Rebbe explains in his Maimer in the Likutei Torah that's explaining this verse, the Alter Rebbe says, Hashem exactly the same way as the heart of reality. For God's light to be revealed more and more in the world, there's a heartbeat, there's us, the Jewish people, there's us digesting the Torah mitzvahs, there's us fulfilling the will of Hashem in this world, in Isrus de la Satan, awakening from below. Each time we seek out God, each time we learn Torah, we do a mitzvah, we're causing energy to flow into God, an awakening from below. We're allowing our spirits, our souls to fly up to God, and that causes the heartbeat that then Hashem's light could be revealed in the world. God's light is manifest in the world as much as we cause the beating of God's heart. We cause the flow of God's vitality in the world based on how much we arouse God to become in the world. And therefore the verse continues, even though my heart is awake, what is it based on? My heart is awake, but how, what causes that my heart should actually, that God should be revealed in the world, is kol doidi doifek, the voice of my beloved knocks. The voice of my beloved is knocking. And the word doifek, which is the word for knocking, also has the same root as defek, which means the heartbeat. A heartbeat is also called a dofek. Defiku delib, in the words of the Zohar, the beating of the heart. Which means that the voice of God, our beloved, is knocking, is beating, is pulsating, based on how much we're going to open up for him. Directly proportionate to the amount that we want God in our lives. The more that we are knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, the more that we want God and go towards God and want God to be revealed and don't give up and don't go to sleep, allow our heart that's awake to rule our lives, the more that God's light will be doifik, will be knocking, pulsating and become revealed in the world in an open way and in us, that we should feel God in an open way. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains, you remember on Rosh Hashanah, we read the reading of the Torah in Rosh Hashanah, when God remembers Sarah, when Sarah conceives, becomes pregnant, the Torah says, Vashem pokad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah. The word for remember is pokad, which if you remember also was the code word in Egypt that the Redeemer said, pokad pokadati. The ultimate Redeemer is the one that says that God remembers you, and the word pokad is the same letters as doifek. What does it mean that God remembers? Hashem never forgets. It means Vashem pokad, means when God's light becomes revealed in the most open way to bring about a revealed salvation in the world. That's called Hashem remembering, Hashem pokad, that the doifek, the heartbeat, becomes pronounced because of our desire for Hashem in our life. We're responding to the defik, the doifik, the heartbeat, and that allows Hashem to be pokad, to remember, to reveal his light, even in the depths of Egypt, even when we need to be remembered, no matter where we are. The voice of our beloved is knocking. God's heartbeat is beating, waiting for us to open up, and therefore thereby allow the pokad, that God's light should manifest in the world to bring salvation and blessings in all good things. As the great poet Reina Maria Rilke wrote, who sings the distant heart which safely exists in the center of all things? Unexpectedly and secretly, the giant heartbeat enters our being so that we scream and are transformed in being and in countenance. May we open up to allow the giant heartbeat of God to enter our entire being.